What do you think about this, huh?
Roger Kligler loves to walk. Every day, he takes his 5-year-old golden retriever, Bodie, out along the paths near his Falmouth home. It's one of Kligler's favorite activities since retiring as a physician. He covers 5 or more miles a day and logged 3,000 miles last year.
I walk every day. I don't care what the weather is. The only time that I'm relatively cautious, and this will be just putting it off, is during windstorms.
The sun is shining and the air is crisp as Kligler walks briskly along the shining sea bike path in Falmouth. Bodie trots ahead on a leash. At first glance, the 64-year-old looks fitter than most men his age. But in fact, on top of a series of chronic illnesses, including diabetes, Kligler has metastatic prostate cancer, and no amount of walking will save him.
Patients who are at my stage of the disease, 10% are dead in 7 months. But I don't think I'm in that group. But I don't know.
Kligler knows that he's going to die sooner than many others in his age group. After living with cancer for 15 years, though, he's accepted that fact. His cancer is incurable.
Knowing that life is coming to an end at some point in time lets you be more in the moment and appreciative of the things around you and enjoying the process of living and not worrying about things that are down the road.
As a baby boomer, Kligler is part of a generation whose sheer numbers promise to change the way we view aging, illness, and death. Every day, 10,000 Americans celebrate their 65th birthday. On the Cape, more than a quarter of the population already is over 65. In 2014, there were more deaths than births here, a trend that's likely to continue. Medical advances mean people are living longer, too, but this comes with complications. With age often comes chronic illness and frailty, which require more services, medicines, and procedures. Registered nurse Tina Soares says older patients with chronic illnesses often end up in the emergency room, and sometimes that's not the place they should be.
Emergency rooms are there to treat the acute and address what symptom they're being presented with or what major event that patient's facing medically. The emergency room is really a different function.
Soares wants people to think about managing chronic illnesses and frailty before they become really sick and make multiple trips to the ER. She's one of a growing number of medical providers on the Cape and across the country who want to reframe how we think about care as we grow older so that we can make informed decisions about the types of services we want.
My focus really is, how can we preserve quality of life sooner?
The answer for some patients at the end of their lives may be to choose services such as hospice and visiting nurses instead of opting for treatments and surgeries. Those medical procedures could extend their lives, but they could also leave patients weaker and sicker than before.
The bottom line is, don't ask what's the matter with me, ask what matters to me.
Back in Falmouth, retired physician Roger Kligler agrees. He says he'll choose hospice when he gets sicker, but he says he wasn't always so accepting of his cancer and his death.
When I grew up, I was terrified of death. Even thinking about death was taboo for me. I just could not deal with it at all. And I'd say into my early married years, I remember talking to my wife about it. She said, just think of it like going to sleep. You're not going to wake up and you don't have dreams. That resonated with me.
That perspective motivated Kligler to do more of the things he cares about. He loves nature and counts herring and turtles for local conservation groups. He's also passionate about the right of terminally ill patients to choose to end their lives with a lethal dose of prescribed medicine, a cause known as aid in dying. He's part of a lawsuit filed last month against the state attorney general and local district attorney to push the issue.
I have cancer. I've had it for 14 years. And I know that the last several months of my life will not be pleasant. And I would like to have the option that if I'm really suffering, that I can say, you know, I've lived my life, enough is enough. I'm not looking to die. I love my life. I love living in Falmouth. I'm looking for not having to suffer my last period.
Kligler's not suffering yet, so he's putting one foot in front of the other to make the best out of the remaining miles of his life, along with the help of his buddy, Bodie.
Bodie, let's go.
For WCAI, I'm Catherine Ident.